The College of Fine Arts and Communication and the Department of Music at Towson University present Tuesdays at Towson, Francis Poulenc, 50 Years Later, on Tuesday, March 12th at 7:30 p.m. in the Center for the Arts Recital Hall at the corner of Osler and Cross Campus Drive. With me in the studio is Towson University faculty member and Poulenc scholar Carl Schmidt. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me.
Why Poulenc? Whose idea was this program?
The idea was Philip Collister on our vocal staff at Towson, and it's in conjunction with the fact that 52 years ago, I had the pleasure of spending an afternoon with Poulenc and have spent much of my career working on him. And since he's a terrific vocal composer, we have a large group of our vocal contingent from Towson singing in this concert, and our small concert choir of women will be doing two pieces of Poulenc from Petite Voix, little children's pieces.
What sort of a man was Poulenc?
He was a very interesting person. Obviously, I met him when I was quite young, but he was quite paternal to me, and I think virtually everybody who met him, and I met many of the people who did meet him, found him charming, witty, and really helpful to them, as he was to me. He's a person I wish I could have gotten to know better, but he died a year and a half after I met him.
He had a real affinity for certain instruments and kind of a dislike for others, didn't he? What were they?
Well, fortunately, on this concert, we'll hear one of the affinities he did have, and that's Quintigre, our wind ensemble, playing his famous sextet with pianist Jeffrey Chappell, our guest from Goucher College. He wasn't particularly fond of writing for solo strings, but he wrote particularly well for voice, whether it be opera or choral music, and particularly well more than 150 songs.
There's a piece on this program that you actually discovered, but the performers who are doing it on this program are the ones who suggested it. What is that?
The piece is a suite française on tunes by Claude Gervais, and it's a piece that he wrote in several guises first, but in the early 50s, he went on tour with the cellist Pierre Fournier, and in Vienna, of all places, I discovered the cello arrangement of this, edited it, and actually presented a copy to Rostropovich in St. Petersburg when we had our cello festival there, since he'd asked Poulenc to write a cello concerto for him, which Poulenc decided not to write. So it's very nice because Cecilia Barczyk and Ronaldo Reyes have recorded this piece as well, and it opens the program.
You have a number of Towson University faculty members performing on Tuesday, March 12th. Also some guests. You mentioned pianist Jeffrey Chappell. Anyone else?
Yes, James Harp is accompanying. Timothy McReynolds is accompanying, and our own Rachel Roulette will accompany, and then a whole group of faculty members are singing.
What are some of the other pieces on the program?
Well, we have a number of pieces for voice, particularly the entire small group called The Bestiary, which was Poulenc's first great success, the dromedary and so on, which he actually wrote for a small instrumental combination, which we did several years ago at Towson. But Lenita Crawford is singing this this time, and they're charming miniatures, and Poulenc was particularly good at writing miniatures, a little like Satie, for example.
This is Francis Poulenc, 50 Years Later, being presented on Tuesday, March 12th at 7:30 p.m. in the Center for the Arts Recital Hall on the Towson University campus. And Carl, what's the phone number, please, and website for more information?
The phone number is 410-704-2787. And the website is www.tuboxoffice.com.
With me in the studio today, Carl Schmidt, Poulenc scholar and Towson University faculty member. We've been talking about Francis Poulenc 50 years later. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.